cream. Cash rules everything around me, and it also rules everything around these players. One of the biggest motivators you're going to find for production is cash, and we're going to cover that today. Keep watching. Before we get started, do me a favor and smash that like button for me and subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. The reason we're doing this video today is because these contract year players may be in for some incredible production that beats out where they're being drafted. So I wanted to go through a list of about 15 players that are in their contract year that I think can really help your team and might make sense to have on your radar when you're drafting. So the next guy on my list is a guy that I draft almost every single season. He's very reliable. He doesn't wow you in any specific area. He just doesn't really hurt you in many of them. The guy I'm talking about is Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris is going to be an unrestricted free agent next summer, so his contract is up. I expect him to have a very strong season to try to secure the bag. You guys know Tobias Harris is a guy I'm a huge fan of, and I think he can help your team not only this season, but still for a few more seasons. Definitely have him on your radar. I've seen him going around pick 100 so far, which I think is really low, given his upside to help your team. And if James Harden is traded away, watch out. So Harden's expiring contract is a huge part of the reason he feels disgruntled with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's on an expiring $35 million contract. There's a lot of question marks surrounding will he play with the 76ers, or are they going to keep him and he's going to be there disgruntled. I don't know if that will help him secure the bag next summer. If he becomes difficult, he is getting up there in age. You're talking about a 34-year-old. He's still incredibly talented. He can still produce a lot. He's going at an average pick of about 28. So if you want to take a gamble that he'll get things together or that he'll be traded away someplace where he will try to secure a long-term contract, probably one of his last big contracts of his career, it might make some sense to pick him up. And do keep in mind, this is a guy that just last year you had to pick up in the top 5 or 6. And the year before that, maybe in the top 1 or 2. And you did for many years. He was as consistent a fantasy contributor as they come. Pascal Siakam is another player who will be an unrestricted free agent summer of 2024. He's making almost $38 million right now. Still only 29 years old. A guy that can contribute across the board for you. He can hit some threes. He can get some steals. He can score. And I'm still thinking he's not had his very best season yet. I still think he's in the middle of his prime. So I say that to say this. He has a lot to prove this season if he wants to get a very big contract next summer. And I think he may surprise us with his production. Pascal Siakam last season averaged 24.2 points, 7.8 rebounds, and 5.8 assists. So even if he gives you those baseline numbers, that's some strong production. You add the incentive of a new contract. We might see him get above that 25 points per game. If we got above 8 rebounds and he's still getting you that number assist and he's still getting you some threes and he's still efficient from the field, because he gets you about 48% from the field, 77% from the free throw line, which for a big man, I'll accept that. But a big man that can get you almost 6 assists per game, that's really hard to scoff at. He's going at an average pick of about 29.3. DeMar DeRozan is 34 years old and entering his contract year. He's making about $28 million right now. So the age scares me a bit, but he has been as consistent as they come over the last few years. And I really like the categories in which he helps you. He's not going to get you a lot of threes. He only got you 0.6 three-pointers made last season, but he shot over 50% from the field, 87% from the free throw line, while getting you almost 25 points per game, getting you above 5 assists per game. That's production that I value. So in a contract year and an average pick of 47.5, I think it makes some sense to keep an eye on DeMar DeRozan, because in a contract year, even though he's getting up there in age, I still think he has some gas in the tank to have a really strong season. Buddy Hield is another player who will be an unrestricted free agent next summer. He is currently making just north of $19 million, contract about to expire, and the Pacers did not offer him an extension. Buddy Hield is a guy that you grab because last season he got you 3.6 three-pointers made. He got you about 1.2 steals, so that combination of threes and steals is something that I value. He doesn't turn over the ball a lot. He shot 45% from the field, 82% from the free throw line, which I really like when he's getting me 3.6 three-pointers made per game. He's a sniper, one of the best shooters in the league, and I think he'll have the opportunity to have a strong season next season. How do you feel about Buddy Hield? Right now, he's going at an average pick of about 81. I think that's really good value if he manages to play himself into the rotation and get enough minutes. Or if he's traded away to a situation with a team that really needs his skills. Like I said, he's one of the best shooters in the league. That should open up a lot of opportunities for him. Spencer Dinwiddie's also on the last year of his contract. We saw him get traded to the Brooklyn Nets just last season. He did all right. Wasn't great production, but still, he's only 30 years old. He's one of the more talented guards they have on that team outside of Mikal Bridges. And the opportunities will be there for him to try to earn himself a new contract. Now, Spencer Dinwiddie is a bit interesting to me because last contract he signed, I'm pretty sure he tokenized it and was going to use cryptocurrency to sell people parts of his contract. So they'd give him money up front with the guarantee of the return of his contract. Really interesting stuff, and you should look it up. Spencer Dinwiddie's going at an average pick of 106.6. So he can be had pretty late in the draft for a guy who last year averaged 17 points, 3.4 rebounds, 6.5 assists, and over 2 three-pointers made. D'Angelo Russell has a lot to prove this season with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's entering the last season of his contract. If he doesn't produce, he's not going to get paid. LeBron James just signed an extension for 2 years, and if he's not bringing it, LeBron James will get rid of him. There's no doubt about that. D'Angelo Russell had a pretty decent season last year, and I felt that he surpassed my expectations, but a lot of that production he had, namely the 17.8 points, the 6.2 assists, the 2.7 three-pointers made, a lot of that came when he was with the Timberwolves. Now he's in a situation where he has to share the ball with LeBron James. Austin Reeves is getting more tick. He's getting more usage. You have Anthony Davis. So there's a lot of mouths to feed on that Lakers team, and D'Angelo Russell might end up being a casualty. But again, with this being a contract year, if he wants to get that contract and he wants to stay on that team, he really has to prove himself. So I think he has enough incentive to have a great season, and at an average pick of 100, he's a guy with a lot of upside and not a whole lot of risk. Gary Trent Jr. is another player I'm a huge fan of. He too will be an unrestricted free agent next summer. He's making about $18 million on a Raptors team that got rid of Fred VanVleet. This guy seems to be really slept on. Why do I like Gary Trent Jr. so much? Last season, he averaged 17.4 points. He got you 2.5 three-pointers made, and he got you 1.6 steals per game. He only gave you 43% from the field, but his turnovers were only at 0.8, his free throw percentage at about 84%. So really strong production in categories that I value. He's a perfect guard to target if you have a punt assist build just because of the goodies that you're getting with the threes, the steals, the low turnovers, the high free throw percentage. And in a contract year, I expect him to beat the average pick of 111.4 he's currently at. I tell you guys this all of the time. Target those guys that get you a lot of threes, a lot of steals while keeping the turnovers low. If they're going to hurt one of your percentages, make sure they're helping you in the other one. And Gary Trent Jr. fits that mold. The next contract year player on my list is Markel Fultz. Markel Fultz has had a career resurgence. He had a very strong season last season. He averaged 14 points, 3.9 rebounds, 5.7 assists, about half a three per game, only 2.3 turnovers per game, shot 51% from the field and 78% from the free throw line. So I'm excited to see what he does in his contract year. He kind of had to dig himself out of a hole. I felt like he did that last year, and now he's going to build on that foundation that he established. So I'm excited to see what he's able to do. Right now, he's going at an average pick of about 95. So for a point guard that's getting you 1.5 steals, 51% from the field, getting you 14 points, almost 6 assists per game, and he has upside to do better than that, I like his chances. It seems like he's been around forever, but the guy's only 26 years old. So the upside is definitely there. Honestly, he's 25 years old with 142 days. So he's not even 26 yet. Very young player. Still has a lot of upside. Just scratching his potential at this moment. Jonas Valanciunas is another player that will be an unrestricted free agent. He is currently 31 years old, expiring contract of about $15 million. So Jonas Valanciunas is a player that I'm a big fan of because he's a big man that can not only get you a double-double, but he's going to do so with really high field goal percentage, and he's going to do so with really high free throw percentage. The trade-off is he barely gets you assists, threes, steals, or blocks, which is rough for me because I value players that get me steals and blocks. But the reason, again, I like him, he anchors your field goal percentage. He anchors your free throw percentage. He's getting you those rebounds. He's getting you those points. I love pairing him with players like Nikola Jokic because that combination of stats can be really hard to overcome. He's a guy that can help you boost your free throw percentage, your field goal percentage. You're just going to have to build around his limitations. And in a contract year with Zion Williamson's questionable health, I like his chances to help your team. He's going at an average pick of about 96, so he's a big man that has the potential to help you that can be grabbed pretty late in the draft. So keep that in mind, because after pick 100, the crop of big men tends to dry up a lot. The next guy on my list is Malik Beasley with my Milwaukee Bucks. He's only 26 years old, and we've seen him be a productive player in the past. I actually like his upside because the Bucks traded away a good amount of depth, and his skill set fits really well with what the Bucks want to do. He's a guy that can shoot. He can do some playmaking. He's a scorer when given the opportunity. They just got rid of Jrue Holiday. Yeah, they have Dame, but the Bucks are a bit top heavy right now, and I could see Malik Beasley being one of those rotation players that ends up stepping up in responsibility, especially if there's an injury to someone like Chris Middleton or even Dame Lillard himself. And with all the attention that's going to be drawn by someone by Dame, like someone like Giannis, Malik Beasley is going to have a lot of easy shots for a guy that, again, is a potent three-point shooter. He had a bit of a down season last year. He averaged about 12.7 points, only 1.5 assists. He did get you 2.9 three-pointers made, but the field goal percentage and the free throw percentage were very poor. That's why no one is picking him up. But I can see him having a strong bounce-back season and the guys not even being drafted at all. The guy's 0% drafted. Keep an eye on him. I guarantee he's going to have some value at some point this season. And being in a contract year, I feel even more sure about that. Tyus Jones is one of my favorite point guard role players in fantasy basketball. He's only 27 years old, and he finds himself on a Washington Wizards team that's probably going to give him a much bigger role than he had when he was with the Memphis Grizzlies. So why do I like Tyus Jones? He's just a guy that helps your assist-to-turnover ratio a whole lot. How much does he help it? Last season, he averaged 5.2 assists, and he only got you 0.9 turnovers, all right? That is an amazing 5-to-1. No, it's better than 5-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio. And I find that players that help your assist and don't hurt your turnovers, it's better to be middle of the pack in assist and really good in turnovers than it is to be really bad in turnovers and really good in assist. Trust me on this. Apply it yourself. You will see. Tyus Jones is not really a household name, but his ability to get steals, his ability to hit 80% from the free throw line while getting you some threes, while getting you assists, he can score a little bit. And again, that production that I've discussed came as a backup. I think he's going to have a much bigger role with the Wizards, and I think he's going to be a really nice fit next to Jordan Poole. So I'm excited to see what his production looks like. Keep him on your radar. Right now, he's going at around an average pick of 81.4. Which is pretty decent considering this guy in past years wasn't a guy that was drafted at all. So people see the upside he presents, but I think his upside is even higher than that. Keep him on your radar. Another player you should keep your eyes on who also has an expiring contract is Malik Monk. He's currently 25 years old and had a pretty decent season last year with the Sacramento Kings. The problem is the Kings have a lot of guards. So Malik Monk really only stepped up when there were injuries or players not missing time. He only makes about $10 million, and with this being his contract year, I would not be surprised to see him have his best season yet. Last season, Malik Monk averaged 13.5 points, 3.9 assists, 1.9 three-pointers made, 1.9 turnovers with 44% from the field, and about 89% from the free throw line, which is elite. I think he's only scratching the surface of his potential with him being in a contract year. I like his upside. He's going at an average pick of about 146, 147, 42% drafted. So he's going to be available in a lot of leagues. Even if you don't draft him, you want to keep an eye on him while he's on the waiver wire, because he might go off and end up beating his at-draft position. Nicholas Claxton is another big man I'm excited to see this season. His contract is expiring, and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. This is a guy that you grab for his ability to get you a ton of blocks very, very quickly. Last season, he got you 2.5 blocks per game, which is pretty insane. He got you 12.6 points, 9.2 rebounds, only 1.9 assists, but the turnovers were low at only 1.3. He shot 70% from the field, which is elite. The free throw percentage is only 54%, so keep that in mind. He can hurt you there. The Brooklyn Nets really value this guy. They've essentially made him their starting center and have committed to him as their starting center. He's still a young player. He's being drafted at an average pick of 54.9, but with that shot blocking potential, he fits the mold that I tell you. Yeah, he's hurting my free throw percentage, but he's giving me elite field goal percentage. Now, free throw percentage is one of those categories I don't like being bad in, but when he's getting me 2.5 blocks per game and on almost a steal per game, that's 3.5 stocks from Nicholas Claxton. And again, he's a very young player, only 24 years old in a contract year. All of those things bode really well for his value this season. And this last guy I want to discuss today, also a big man, Zach Collins, only 25 years old. The Spurs traded away Jakob Poeltl to make this guy their starting center. So I like Zach Collins because he has the ability to help you in certain categories I'm a fan of, namely getting you threes and blocks. He's only making about $7.7 million, so if he wants to secure the bag, I expect a very big year from him. Last year, he averaged 11.6 points, 6.4 rebounds, 2.9 assists, 0.9 three-pointers made, got you 0.6 steals, 0.8 blocks, 2 turnovers per game, 51% from the field, 76% from the free throw line. Last year, we saw an improvement in his ability to get you assists. A lot of this production is down because, again, he was backing up Jakob Poeltl for the majority of the year, but he was traded away to the Raptors, which opened up the center spot for Zach Collins. And Zach Collins had a very strong end of the season and helped a lot of people during their fantasy playoffs. So Zach Collins should have a secure role this season next to Wembanyama, who's going to be drawing a lot of attention. And I think Zach Collins is going to benefit a lot. He's being drafted at an average pick of 112.8, and he's 94% drafted. So the secret is out on him. Last year, this wasn't a guy being drafted at all. But still, at an average pick of 112.8, the opportunity ahead of him, the youth that he has, and his chance to secure some money, I think this guy is going to be on a lot of winning teams. Just a prediction I'm making. The only thing is, he's a tad bit injury prone. That is my list of players. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you want to play in a Brock Lesnar Hoop subscriber league, I have a $25 league that I'm still trying to fill right now. And if there's enough demand, I might make a few more. I love playing with my subscribers. I love competing with you. I love seeing you apply the things that I teach you. And you teach me certain things when you play against me, because you all bring that fire. Something else I want you to check out is the draft guide that I made in combination with my boy XL. The draft guide is chock full of information meant to help you dominate your draft. The information we have in there, second-year players to keep an eye on. We got a breakdown of how to dominate your auction drafts. We have trends. We have analysis. We have charts. We went all out to help prepare you for the fantasy basketball season. Not only that, by buying that guide, you're also helping to support this channel, Brock Lesnar Hoops, and all the work and energy and effort that I put into bringing you a quality product. If you have not yet, do me a favor. Subscribe, smash that like button, and click that bell notification so you can be alerted when these videos drop. And if you haven't yet, you should definitely check out this video right over here that's going to help prepare you to dominate your fantasy season. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.